Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. What are some of the most beautiful fragrances you can imagine? How about a freshly baked pan of chocolate chip cookies? It's hard to beat that, right? Or the smell of grandma's house. That invokes some memories, right? Or how about a dozen fresh red roses? That's pretty good. Or the smell of a baby freshly bathed, dried, ready for cuddling. That's pretty good. Or the glass of red cabaret wine aged 10 years. It's not bad. How about the smell of beautiful perfume or cologne? For some, that's good. Or the smell of Easter lilies on Easter morning. All of these beautiful fragrances that we smell are often never forgotten, leaving an indelible mark on our memory. You may even have smelled things this morning that triggered a memory from long ago. But not all smelling memories are necessarily good. Perhaps you have smelled a dead animal or symptoms of somebody that's sick. You may have lived through some horrendous nightmares or have memories that have been triggered by a certain smell. You may have even sensed some people that smelled more like death in life. The way they have spoken or the way they have lived. Well, others smell more like life, and you love to be around them. Spices with oils were used in biblical times to mask the smell of death. When we think about the narrative of the raising of Lazarus, when Jesus suggested removing the stone from the opening, the sisters were worried about the odor because their brother had already been in the tomb 4 days. Odor was a problem as they didn't have our modern embalming practices. At Jesus' death, 3 out of the 4 Gospels mention anointing Jesus' body with spices and ointments for his burial, the Gospel of John being the most specific. In John 19, verses 39 through 40, we learn that it was a mixture of myrrh and aloes, weighing about 75 pounds. They would have wrapped the body in linen cloths with the spices, as was the burial practice of the Jews. Today you smelled a sweet fragrance when you marked yourself with the sign of the cross at the baptismal font. By it you were reminded of the richness of Christ's resurrection and the joy of baptism. Fragrant oil is a symbol of joy. You were invited to mark yourself with the sign of the cross to remind you of God's treasures for you, the gift of smell. When you began the season of Lent 40 days ago, you had dirty ashes placed on your forehead. But today you had the option of using oil. Ashes remind you of your sin. They are a symbol of your need for repentance. In a sense, your stinky, smelly, death-like self was crucified and buried with Christ in the tomb of Lent, only to arise completely new on Easter morning. This morning, you rise with Christ in baptism just as he rose from the tomb. This is what the fragrant and perfumed oil is all about. Reminding you, just as Easter lilies around the altar do, that Jesus lives now and forever. If you read through the scriptures, you will see that the Holy Spirit's work in the lives of people is often outwardly marked with oil. Jacob blessed the rock at Bethel after God appeared to him twice. And that was in Genesis chapter 28 and chapter 35. Moses anointed Aaron and all the priests. In the Old Testament, prophet and priest and kings were anointed with oil as it marked them for their special service. And because of that, David never wished to kill King Saul, even though King Saul was always trying to kill David. And Saul was the Lord's anointed, which was why David never laid a finger on him. We read in 1 Samuel chapter 16 that David himself was anointed by Samuel to be the king, and lovingly expressed joyful abundance of oil in our beloved Psalm 23, verse 5. You anointed my head with oil, my cup overflows. In the New Testament, Jesus was anointed for his ministry directly by the Holy Spirit when he came down in the form of a dove at his baptism. Mary anointed Jesus' feet with expensive oil, and the smell of the sweet perfume fills the whole house. This was sort of a pre-embalming of Jesus before he even reached his passion and his crucifixion. And many of us were taught in confirmation class that Jesus, the Messiah, is the anointed one, the ultimate prophet, priest, and king. And since you are baptized into Christ, God's marker, seal of ownership is placed on you this morning, reassuring you that you are God's royal son or daughter, and in him you are a priest and a king. As St. Peter says, you are a royal race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for his own possession, from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. In the early church, a night of baptizing of new adult Christians often took place at the Easter Vigil. After new Christians were immersed in the waters of baptism, they rose out of the water and were anointed with perfumed oil. This reminded all who were baptized that they were marked and they were sealed by the resurrected Christ. This might be why St. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 2 about the work he and Titus did while preaching the gospel. For we are the aroma Christ to God, among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. And as a Christian, your life is different from the lives of others. You smell different because you are different. You were given the opportunity to mark yourself with fragrant oil to remind you that you are a sweet and pleasing aroma to God. You were washed and you were baptized into the anointed one, Jesus Christ. You are, as St. Peter says, a living stone and anointed into the holy priesthood. As Aaron and his sons and priests were anointed to offer sacrifices to God, now you offer your life and body as an acceptable sacrifice to God, as Paul says in Romans chapter 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual form of worship. So wherever you go, it will smell. It will smell because you are the smell of life to others, because Jesus rose to life from the dead in that fragrantly spiced tomb, and you are baptized into him. But you smell like death to others, to those that hate and despise Jesus Christ. You will be hated because death no longer has power over you, and because you are in Christ. You are connected to Jesus, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you. But you don't have to worry about smelling like death, as many feared when Lazarus' tomb was opened, because there's no fear of death this morning. Dear friends in Christ, I pray that this wonderful morning of beautiful scents lingers with you, leaving a positive and permanent mark on your memory. Just as freshly baked chocolate chip cookies register joy and excitement within you, I pray that you know how sweet you smell, not only to God, but to everyone around you. You are baptized into Christ, And through his resurrection from the dead, you live now wherever you go as a lovely, living sacrifice to God. So rejoice this Easter sunrise service, this morning of gladness. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Amen.